There's the famous Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban, Maimonides against Nachmanides. Number one is in terms of HaChodesh HaZeh B'chem Rosh Chodeshim, the Rambam learns, you learn out two mitzvahs from here. You learn out the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, as well as the mitzvah of Iber HaShanah, making a leap year, while the Ramban learns the two separate mitzvahs. One is learned out, Kiddush HaChodesh is learned out from HaChodesh HaZeh B'chem, but the Ramban quote another pasuk. One pasuk he discussed maybe Shamarta Zachuk Azos B'Yamim Yamim, which is also in Parshas Bo. He says it's a different Torah, but they both agree there's a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar Hashanah, whether it's one mitzvah or two. They have other machlokas, him famous machlokas by Birkas HaTorah, where the Birkas HaTorah is its own. It's a mitzvah in HaTorah. Also, the Ramban, Kishem HaShem Ekra. So other cases where there's a discussion by Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim, but there, here's a machlokas by Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShanah. So there's a, the Rambam writes that in order to have, to do Kiddush HaChodesh, you need a Beis Din HaGadol. You have to have a Beis Din HaGadol to operate, to authorize, to do, to sanctify the new moon, do Kiddush al pi re'iyah, to Kiddush the moon al pi re'iyah, by sending out messengers. And the Ramban says, what are you talking about? That's nuts. We don't find any place. All you need is a Beis Din of three. Who says you need a Beis Din HaGadol? And in fact, all agree that they used to do, historically speaking, they did Kiddush HaKodesh until the days of Abaye and Rava, until Hillel HaSheni. And that was well after the Beis. There was no Beis. Everyone agrees there was no Beis Din HaGadol then. So it seems to be a raya for the Ramban, that clearly, if the Beis Din HaGadol left 40 years before the destruction, and this is later on, this is the time of Abaye and Rava, so all agree if they did Kiddush Govana, Kiddush HaChodesh, so clearly there was no Beis Din HaGadol. So what does the Rambam do with this? How could the Rambam say Yidavka need a din and Beis Din HaGadol? So that's what the Kesef Mishnah, Karen Ora Achronim want to explain. And no, this halacha, according to the Rambam, perhaps is only by Zakein Mamre Hamak. Zaki Mamri has to go in front of the Beis Din HaGadol, and the Gemara makes a drasha Hamakom Goreim. So according to the Rambam, that's just the din and dinei nefashos that they stopped doing. They weren't able to go ahead and give any capital punishments anymore. Once the Beis is dafka din, you have to be in the lishkas hagazis. Once they moved out, they can no longer give out Onesh Misa, Beis Din HaGadol, but they still had the status of a Beis Din HaGadol. It was a special pasuk by Zaki Mamre and Dina Nefashos. So they still had the status of, like they talk about by Isota, that it's only Lechatchila, the Beis Din HaGadol gives them Musar, but it could work anyway. So they want to say Pshat in the Rambam is obviously, everyone agrees the Beis Din HaGadol wasn't in the Lishkas HaGazis anymore. So the Ramban writes, clearly the Ramban assumes the Pashtis, that once they left the Lishkas HaGazis, there's no more Dina Beis Din HaGadol. And just like it applies to Zakin Mamre and Dina Nefasha, it's the Din and everything. So it must have been that obviously there was no Beis Din HaGadol, so, and we did Kiddush HaPi Re'iyah until the time of Hillel HaSheni, so obviously it shows you don't need a Beis Din HaGadol for Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Rambam disagrees, and no. Regarding Dina Nefasha's and Zakin Mamre, but they still had the status of a Beis Din HaGadol even through that time period, and therefore that's the Rambam Shita, that you need a Beis Din HaGadol for Kiddush HaChodesh, even though they weren't in the Lishkas HaGazis.